Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
All right. We really don't want to talk about this again. We don't. But we kind of have to. It's like the tiny little Tasmanian devil in the room. It's not big enough to be an elephant in the room, but it's a mean little critter that bites your ankles. Ow, man, we get bit all the time when we bring this topic up, but it warrants messaging again because, well, the messages just get louder and louder and louder. And the problem is way too many regular people who don't know what they're doing are doing what we don't want you to do, which is playing in the crypto pool. Now, lessons have occurred over and over and over again, and yet you're missing them, apparently. Some of you are still missing them because these currencies in air quotes, still have value. Now, what we're talking about is cryptocurrencies, right, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, this is, and again, you mentioned the fact that we've covered this topic.
We've got to cover it again, though.
Once or twice or three or four, and people already know our opinion is this is not a good thing to be invested in for a variety of reasons, which we'll talk about. But the reason we need to bring it up again today is, again, it's at the top of the news. I mean, you can't avoid it. That's the problem. It's like a certain guy who used to be president who's back. You can't, you know, you got to mention it because it's news, right? You can't miss it.
Yeah. And we're talking about this time, we're talking about another cryptocurrency exchange that turned out to be corrupt. I mean, just utterly corrupt, run by a 30-year-old kid. And I can say kid because all of my children, all but one, are older than this once multi-billionaire kid who is now destitute. And we're talking about FTX. FTX was an exchange that had its own cryptocurrency. People would park their crypto there like a bank, except it's not regulated like a bank.
And he was actually taking that money and trading it, from what I'm told, on his own or something. I mean, I don't pay
with another firm that he owned.
Yeah, it's nuts. And so, again, that just reopens this entire aspect of should you invest in the, you know, cryptocurrencies, crypto crap. I mean, you call it whatever you like. I mean, frankly, it's so because you brought this up again, which I think is a worthy topic, and I want to talk about Fidelity here in a minute. I just did a general search about cryptocurrencies, just, you know, see what people are writing about. I read a piece, and I don't read often at Yahoo Finance, but Sam Rowe recently wrote a piece about, you know, a macro investor perspective. Because he said, you got to talk about the implosion of the exchange FTX. And he wrote, I think this is smart. I believe blockchain represents a technological breakthrough, and I'm convinced there's some value in being able to own and exchange digital objects that can't be copied. But he also points out that there's no hurry to all this. In other words, there's no reason. He compares it, by the way, to the early days of the internet when there are all these sites and all these people are going to get rich. You're going to make a lot of money. And then you end up with something like pets.com, right? Where it just ended up going away. He points out some of today's cryptocurrencies may become tomorrow's Amazon or Google, but they may go down the same as Webvan. Again, this is not an area that I think you need to rush into. It's not, if you're already invested in it, I worry about what will happen. And here's, I hate to criticize them because they are, well, if you compare the crypto to the Tasmanian devil, these guys truly are the elephant because it's Fidelity, right? I mean, this is one of the largest investing companies in America. They've been around for years and years, the Johnson family, and they have decided to make this foray into investing in cryptocurrencies ahead of what, and I think I have this right, Don, ahead of the Securities and Exchange Commission saying it's okay, right? or approving a product. In other words,
I don't think they've done that. Yes.
Yeah. So, and at Fidelity, they're still rolling this out, but you'll be able to invest. I still find this fascinating. Invest as little as $1. You can take any amount of money and invest. No trading, no commissions, of course. And they're going to roll out, you know, investments in Bitcoin. That's troublesome enough. But then they're making it available to all of these companies that where they manage their 401k plans, which I think is horrible, because I think you're going to get a 25-year-old's going to say, I'm going to get rich by putting it all in crypto. They manage 23,000 plans for about 20 million people. 20 million people, many of whom, no offense, don't pay attention to this. And all they hear is crypto billionaire, the headline you mentioned at the outset, and they rush in to buy things like this. So I find it extremely troubling. I really do.
Well, and it's even more troubling, though, for the future than it appears. And I read an article from an industry website called Cointelegraph. And the headline is, get this headline, buying Bitcoin will quickly vanish when CBDCs launch. Now, this is according to CEOs or former CEOs of a crypto exchange. And the CBDCs are the central bank decentralized currencies. Those are dollar. That's when the U.S. dollar goes onto blockchain, or the yen goes onto blockchain, or the euro goes onto blockchain.
In other words, a government-sponsored
program. And the industry is saying that will kill Bitcoin. They're calling it a horror story. And listen to their argument. This is the argument that bothers me. These are a bunch of basically it's the far, 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 far right survivalist kind of fringe. Because listen to this. Fans of financial sovereignty naturally fear and despise the thought of CBDCs, as they imply total government control over everyone's money and purchasing power. Quote, a full frontal assault on our ability to have sovereignty over honest transactions between ourselves.
The whole idea here is that you have a currency that avoids governmental involvement.
Yeah, right. Now, Tom, just between you and me, we've been on the planet for a while. We're generally honest people. We've made mistakes in our lives.
Between the two of us, by the way, if you add it together, we've been on the planet since about the Civil War, I think, something. It's pretty bad.
But really, can you tell me, just give me an example of one honest transaction that you've made that would have bothered you if it was in a ledger that the government could possibly audit or look at?
Wow, I'd have to really think about that, because, you know, going back to my youth, I don't know, there might have been something in there.
No. Honest. Trouble. See, the key word is honest transaction.
Yeah. Where I care. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the $1,000 I put into Rivian because I look so silly now.
But the government would just laugh at you.
Along with a lot of other people.
They would just laugh. This is the thing, is that there aren't any honest transactions really what are you doing that you don't want the government to see? It's almost always illegal transactions that they don't want.
Yeah.
This is all a game that, and by the way, this is a game in which you are being horribly, horribly manipulated. And it is a game. It's such a game. I was looking at following the price of Bitcoin. Use Bitcoin. That's the biggest. Yep. Bitcoin is the elephant.
Yep.
Bitcoin was about almost $70,000 a year ago.
Is that high? Wow.
Yeah, almost. It was getting there. Today it's about 17,000.
70 to 17.
So imagine, if you will, for a moment, a year ago, you went to the gas station and you have your big giant pickup truck. So you put $70 worth of gasoline in your pickup truck a year ago.
Would have filled it up then. Today it wouldn't.
Right. Okay. If you went to the pump today and filled that tank, it would cost you
$100 or so.
$160.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now think about that for a moment. That is real inflation that you don't even realize. That's a currency that makes no sense. It's a currency that's far more volatile than the dollar or the yen or the euro or the pound even, which is pretty volatile. And the other problem is there are over 5,000 cryptocurrencies. Among those, how many might survive? Just survive at all, much less make you money. How many of those? My guess is it can't be more than one or two, if even that. So all of you who are buying the other 49,998 are going to lose everything. Do you realize that?
That is a lot of money.
You are going to lose everything.
Yeah, and again, there's no reason to pile into any of this. And frankly, there's no reason to discuss this any further. I've got an idea here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next time we want to talk about crypto,
mm-hmm.
we can pick one of the three topics instead. Okay, you with me?
Yeah, no, okay. I'd love to hear what they
are. We can talk about Tom Brady's NFL career ending, his retirement. Okay, that could be one.
Okay, sure.
Okay, number two, we could talk about the Taylor Swift tour and the lack of tickets. And then
there are no tickets. I can't go see Taylor.
You can go see her, but speaking of inflation,
I'm good with
following this in the household. Or
I was joking.
Or another topic that doesn't get discussed much here, but I know has in certain households in the past, will bring up the Kardashians. One of those three topics instead of crypto.
Wait, I have another one.
Oh, please.
Who will be the coach of the Raiders next year?
Actually, who will be the coach of the Raiders?
So the Raiders year? And the Broncos.
This year, not next year. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, I mean, I'm not going to raise this story unless something catastrophic happens because, frankly, I'm worn out by it.
Yeah. And folks, we've warned you. Okay. Let's just say it. You've been warned by us and many others who have half a brain. The other people who promote these things, they're guys like Michael Saylor. Oh my gosh, Michael Saylor. You know, MicroStrategies, where he took all the money from his company. Every penny his company had and more, put $4 billion into cryptocurrencies, which are now worth two. And get this, he's had a townhouse in Washington, D.C., in which he has lived for years, but he has a second residence in Florida, and he has been claiming for years he lived in Florida so he didn't have to pay income tax. Turns out a group of whistleblowers have been tracking his movement for years and have a detailed dossier on where Michael Saylor has been for the past many years and has turned that over to the District of Columbia tax people.
And can he's going to owe back taxes. Can he pay that in cryptocurrency?
No, he has to turn that into cash. And the fact is, this is so blatant. The whistleblowers, by the way, stand to get millions of dollars out of this deal, which is why it pays for them to create this dossier.
Really makes total sense. Wow.
But come on, these are the kind of people from whom you are taking your advice. I'm sorry.
Don't do it.
Forewarned is forearmed. Yeah. If you're still in crypto, God bless you. God bless us, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Scrooge. Got any questions that sent in to talkingrealmoney.com before we go?
Lots of questions. And you can go to talkingrealmoney.com and you can record questions. You can email questions. You can ask for help from an advisor. Gosh, you can even call me, even though I'm going to be on vacation for a few days.
The number is right there on the page.
I know. Give us a ring.
800-386-3004. I added it right at the top.
This one comes in from Dan in beautiful Kent, Washington.
Do you notice he gave you the location today? On yesterday's podcast, he didn't give you the location during the question because he was holding a bad joke. And if you missed the bad joke, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast.
Oh, keep killing me.
So you said it today. You didn't have a cigarette joke to go with Kent?
I'm sorry. My jokes are limited and should be more limited.
They're just planetary.
From Dan, who writes, "Hello, Tom and Don. Does realigning allocation goals by treating Social Security as an annuity make sense?"
No.
Well, let me finish. Never looked at Social Security in this way. He then links to an article from Apple News called "Considering Social Security as Part of the Asset Allocation Could Prove Beneficial."
I disagree.
Could prove beneficial.
I disagree. I think we're looking at it backwards. I really do. Yes, you consider Social Security as part of your income plan. Absolutely. It's an income stream, but you can't call it an asset because it has no value. You can't liquidate Social Security in the case of an emergency. A fixed income bond gives you money that you can liquidate in case of an emergency. It also gives you stability of portfolio. The whole point of having fixed income in a portfolio is so when you look at your portfolio, you don't freak out. You can't look at Social Security on your ledger and say, oh, look, I have $1 million worth of Social Security.
I think that's well put. I would add to that, by the way, the other part of having bonds, fixed income, is generally, not this year necessarily, but generally, they are more stable so that when stocks go down and you're taking income from the portfolio, money out of the portfolio, you have a more stable base you can draw from when stocks decrease, because generally you want to rebalance, sort of take from the things that went up and leave the ones that went down alone. So they provide that as well. So yeah, back to the contention here that you could sort of say, well, that's bond-like because it's creating income. We know most people struggle when the market stocks go down. We talk to many of you. They call the show and say, wait, I'm going to wait till whatever. I'm going to time my way. I'm going to do this and this and this. And we try to talk you out of that because it's a poor strategy. So if you're one of those people that can take your portfolio declining by 50% and it won't bother you, then go ahead, be all in stocks. You don't need bonds, but there are very few of us who can handle that kind of pain day to day. Very few, very few. And we know it, again, because we talk to many of you. So no, I would not consider Social Security to be part of your overall asset allocation.
And by the way, just let's add to that, a pension is not an asset. It's like an immediate annuity. An immediate annuity can no longer be considered a fixed income asset in your portfolio. Yes, it is an income stream that might allow you to invest more conservatively, which, you know, the point. And the other thing is that I'm missing the point. Why would you want to include Social Security as an asset, as a fixed income asset? Just does it allow you to invest more aggressively? Well, why would you, do you need to invest more aggressively? You need to know that. You may not need to. You may have enough Social Security and pension money and income coming in from other sources that you can invest totally conservatively. You're not, this is something that Tom has raised a ton. You are not in competition with Jeff Bezos to see who can get the richest fastest.
I think that's very well put. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, and if that's your goal, then God bless you. As you said a moment ago, good luck. But for most of us, you're not going, it's not Bezos anymore. I think it's the guy who runs Tesla and the former Twitter.
Is it Musk? How can he still? His $44 billion investment in Twitter probably isn't worth anything anymore.
God, what a purchase that was. So I don't think it's a good strategy. No, I don't believe so. Those are two separate things, as you point out. One is an annuity, if you will. The other is, frankly, part of your liquid holdings, a whole different type of security.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Tom is taking his cell phone to Qatar, to Doha, to the World Cup. Why? Because he can't stand not talking to you. He gets lonely.
I'll talk in Arabic, too, when I'm there for you.
Taylor will be there, but Taylor will be like playing video games or something. He's not going to be paying any attention to the old man, so he needs you. And by the way, I know, Tom started this a while ago, and it turns out he actually likes it. Months ago, he said, well, you know what? Instead of talking with you can talk with some of our advisors, which is great. They'll spend time with you. We'll help you with some time, up to an hour, for free, no obligation, no sales pitch. But Tom said, oh, I like doing it. I want to do it too, please. So you can actually set up an appointment with Tom by calling 800-386-3004. He'll spend some time with you. And as callers have said numerous times, unbidden, they weren't asked, non-solicited. They've said, Tom didn't try to sell us anything.
And this week I got to talk to a 30 four-year-old young man. Can I say that? Young man?
That's a young man.
Yeah, in Texas. I talked to a
couple.
That's
younger than my third child. So it's only a few years older than my youngest.
To a middle-aged, I hope that's okay, couple in Taiwan, expats, had a wonderful conversation. I'm talking to a 70-something-year-old woman lady. The variety is really fun. So with a 34-year-old, it's like, hey, all my money's in this 401k. How should I build the portfolio? Bing, bang, boom, boom, boom. There you go. With the expat's whole different setup. Got other
Did you charge him
parts.
For that,
nope.
By the way?
Nope. Just here you go. Here's your portfolio.
You didn't send him a bill?
I could, I guess. I could try that. Can I get it in crypto? Can I get it in crypto somewhere offshore maybe or
something?
You
can get it in that FTX coin, which is now
Can I take it to El Salvador and buy myself a cup of
0.02%?
Cup of coffee there or something? So, no.
Anyway, so how do you get in touch with Tom? You call him, 800-386-3004. If you want to set up with one of our advisors to spend some time, no obligation, no cost, no sales pitch, just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on Meet an Advisor. And that's all there is for today. Program note, Thanksgiving Day, no podcast. Day after Thanksgiving, no podcast.
You'll be hungover. Your tryptophan will be kicking in, and that'll be that.
But tryptophan, I don't think hungover, but Monday after Thanksgiving, no podcast.
Ah, wow. You're going to take the day after Thanksgiving
Well, because
off.
We're not doing a live show on Saturday. The Thanksgiving weekend show.
I didn't know that. So you're
yes,
going to just
you
take...
did. We're doing a best of. You knew
I didn't,
that.
No, I didn't know that. No, this is the first I've heard. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to do a best? You've already recorded it, you mean?
I don't know. I told the station formerly known as Como to do it.
They're going to put something together?
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to listen
to that from Doha.
Well, they do it. They
I'm
do
curious.
It for the host before us. I said, so if you do it for
basis.
Her,
Good
do
point.
It for us.
Wow. This will probably be the first time we've ever done, I believe.
Ever. Well, no, we've done one best of before that I created.
All right.
But I told him this time, that's too much work. I'm not
doing
it. It's
a lot of work because of all the times and the ins and outs. And yeah, good for you. Okay.
Yeah, you
got
to schedule it for traffic. And
I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen from Doha because I'll be curious to see how it's what day and time will that be in Doha? I got to figure that out. So
it'll be like noon, 9 p.m. Be about 9 p.m.
Noon Pacific will be 9 p.m. the next day or something. So it'll be like Sunday.
I can't keep
anyway,
up.
It's too hard to know.
All right. Thank you all for being there. I don't know what all that stuff we did at the end was, but certainly filled time.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. So have a great holiday.
In America.
Yeah. Pardon me. Yeah. I won't be having any turkey myself.
We have listeners around the world.
That so. We do.
Happy whatever holiday you have. We don't know what that is, but happy it anyway. I'm Don. That's Tom. We hang out talking real money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future, so past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.